And we're here because we love Jesus, and he loves us back.
Under an expansive white tent in a baseball field, thousands of mourners sang, cried, and prayed. Frank Pomeroy, pastor of the First Baptist Church, stood in front of the crowd and holding his Bible, he preached not to give up hope.
We have the freedom to choose, and rather than choose darkness as the one young man did that day, I say we choose life. And by choosing life...
Last Sunday, Pomeroy was out of town when Devin Patrick Kelly arrived at his church. Wearing tactical armor and wielding an assault-style rifle, Kelly shot into the building. He then went inside and continued to target its members. 26 people were killed, including Pomeroy's daughter, 14-year-old Annabelle.
I know everyone who gave their life that day. I'm a witch over my best friends. And my daughter. And I guarantee you, beyond any shadow of a doubt, they are dancing with Jesus today.
Senator John Cornyn attended the memorial service and praised the Sutherland Springs community for its resilience.
But it's clear they are people of deep faith, and that's what sustains them and gives them hope, even during dark times like this.
Speaking to reporters, Cornyn said that people are telling him that after this mass shooting, we need to do something.
But here, that something is pretty clear. We need to fix this broken background check system.
The Texas Republican said he will file a bipartisan bill to do just that, perhaps as soon as Monday.
My hope is that we can expedite consideration of this, get it into law, and to make sure that this sort of thing never happens again.
So we're going to let you in at small groups at a time.
After the memorial, the First Baptist Church building was opened to the public.
The sanctuary, because we need to make sure everybody's in. So
volunteers had just 72 hours to remove the pews, rip out the carpeting, apply several coats of paint, repair shattered windows, and fill in hundreds of bullet holes in the walls. Even the ceiling tiles needed to be replaced. The interior is now an open white space, and there are wooden chairs, each adorned with a rose, labeled with the name of a shooting victim, and set in the spot where that person's body was found. In front, there is a large wooden cross topped with a crown of thorns. A recording of previous First Baptist Church services scripture readings fills the air. Pastor Pomeroy explained why he thought it was important to quickly open the church as a memorial.
But guys, I want the world to know that that building will be open so that everyone who walks in there will know that the people who died live for their Lord and Savior would want them to live for the same as well.
People lined up the block in the drizzling rain waiting for their turn to enter the church. A neighbor from down the street, Brandy Jones, watched while wiping the tears from her face.
Yeah, I volunteered at that church. That church was my food bank.
She says this shooting is going to change things in Texas.
This is our 9/11.
It's the 9/11 for Texas, Jones said, because if this can happen in sleepy, unincorporated Sutherland Springs, then it can happen anywhere. She's also worried about what happens next here.
When the media leaves, funerals are over. That's when the real deep pain is going to happen.
The First Baptist Church will build a new sanctuary with the help from donors. The refurbished church is set to be demolished, and a permanent garden memorial is planned for that site, joining a growing list of mass shooting memorials across America. In Sutherland Springs, Texas, David Martin Davies reporting.